Vayter in Shas and Daf Memches, picking it up by the Mishnah on Memches. Today we don't have one. We don't have two. We got ourselves three beautiful Mishnayos. So we spoke about a while ago about the concept of saying Hallel and having Simcha, and now we're going to jump into it a little bit. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Hallel ve'asimcha shmona ketzad. Rashi explains Simcha means the Shalmei Simcha, the Shlomim, and the Hallel is Ligmor Bo'os Hallel. If to say a Hallel Shalim, the entire Hallel. Ketzad, how do you do it? Melamed shechayiv odem b'Hallel v'simcha chvod yom tov ha'achron shelchag. That has to be even the last day, like all the other 7 days. So that means even on Shmini Atzeres that we do an entire Hallel, and we bring the carbon shlomim as well. All right, Zok the Heilige Gemude. Where do I know this from? That what? The Shmini, Rashi says, the Shmini chai b'simcha. That Shmini is Chai B'Simcha, right? Because it doesn't say anywhere explicitly. Only says about the 7 days of the Chag. The Chsiv Chag HaSukos Ta'aseh L'cha V'Samach Lev V'Samachta B'Chagecha. So it's only those days. But how do you know Shmini also? The Tana Rabbanan V'Hayisa Ach Sameach. Of another Pasuk, which is found right after those Pasukim, sees the Ach Sameach, that you should only be in a state of Simcha. Ach is a miut, but meaning only joy, only excitement and happiness. But Larabos is coming, that pasuk is coming to include Larabos Leili Yom Tova Acharon. It's coming to include the night of the Yom Tova Acharon. Okay, says the Gemara, Oena El Yom Tova Rishon. Maybe it means the Yom Tova Rishon, the night of the Yom Tova Rishon. Rashi says, Vashmina Tzitzarech Lizboch, Shlomim Erev Yom Tov. You can't bring the carbon on at night. Therefore, maybe you'd have to eat even the Shlomim on the night of the first day of Sukkot, in which case, if that's, you'd have to actually do it, prepare beforehand. V'lo be'inan zvicha b'shas simcha. You have to have it at the same time. So maybe that's what it means. However, kishu omer ach chilek, when it says the word ach, it's chilek, it's making a split and a separation and telling you it's only referring to the last day and not to the first day. Who says that you should go ahead and be including the last day and not including the first day? And you're excluding the first day. Maybe you should be doing the first day and not the last day. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. It makes more sense to continue Simcha than it does to start the idea of Simcha. So we know that the 7 days of Sukkot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they have Simcha, and therefore the 8th is a continuation of it, as opposed to having in the first night of Sukkot when you didn't have anything beforehand and you're starting it up. Therefore, we learn Ach Samech to teach you that it's going to be in Shmini Atzeres. That's where you have to have the Simcha. Zok the next Mishnah, Sukkah, Shiva, Ketzad. What exactly is going down? What does it mean that it's for 7 days? It means as follows: that gomer lecho milecho lo yater sukoso. Sukoso, just because you, let's say, finish on the last day, it's the seventh day, and then you go to finish Chol HaMoed, right? So there you go, you finish your suda. You say, okay, let me take apart my sukkah now. Nope, lo yater agadim shalah lasosata kol yom chovasa. Rashi says lishon v'lishanin. The whole day you have to be sleeping there and learning over there. And if you want to have another suit, you have to have it there as well. So you have to keep it there. Aval morid esakelim min amicha lamala. You could start the process of removing the things that are in your sukkah from mincha time and on. Rashi says the matzos, the sheets, and the shtamshaben, besocha, like it says in Perkei Yashin. Hayilo kelim noyim umatzos noes smile in the sukkah. You bring it up to the sukkah, so now you can bring it down. Mipnei kavod yom tov achon shalchag, because of Shmini Atzeres, you can also start bringing it into your house. Right? Because now what you're doing is you're showing that you're getting ready to have the suda for the night, and that's going to be in your house. It's like the Ela Gemara. Ein lo kelim ahorin ma. What happens if you don't have any kelim to bring down? Now, we're going to see what this is talking about is, let's say a person doesn't have a house. So really, they're just in that sukkah. Now, the problem is you're not allowed to go ahead and continue eating in the sukkah because it's Baal Tosef. You can't just add on to the holiday. The holiday's over. Eating more in there is going to be a problem, or at least it's an issue of Maris Ayin. You're not even Kavanah to do it, but there's an issue of Maris Ayin. So therefore, what do you do to get out of that? If ain't lo kelim lahorin mahu, in fact, the Gemara ain't lo kelim. If you don't have a kelim, ela ki yishtamish v'ma yishtamish. So what did you do the last 7 days? What were you using? Ela, no. What it means is ain't lo makam lahorid kelav mahu. Whatever person has no place to put it. What should he do in such a circumstance? Rashi says, he's not being mosif and keeping it 8 days. And therefore, he has to do some sort of idea to show that he's leaving it as you bring the kelim out. But if he has no place to bring it, there's no place to show that it's going to be Maris Ayin. What does he do in such a circumstance? What you do is you should open up a little bit arba. You open up four tfachim of the schach, and that's going to be able, that's going to now pass. cancel it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, I have another answer. Madlik bas in air. You light a candle in there. And what's the issue with lighting a candle? So Rashi says, like we saw earlier in Daf Chavtes, that if you have a sukkah ketana, you're supposed to have a candle outside. You don't bring a candle inside. So if you light a candle in there, then you're showing it's no longer considered like a sukkah for you. Velo pligin, they're actually not arguing. Halan v'ha lahu. One, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that you go ahead and you light the candle, what's he talking about? He's talking about lun. He's talking about for the people that are living in Bavel. I'll explain in a minute. V'halahu and Rav Chiya Asi, when he says you go ahead and you remove the schach, that's talking about in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what are we talking about? Understand that B'nei Bavel, they can't go ahead and start moving the schach because it's yontif, because it's a shmini, is a suffix shvi, and chi is a suffix shmini. Therefore, they can't remove it. You can't, you know, on the seventh day of sukkahs get rid of it because you still have to sit in the sukkah afterwards, right? And then on the eighth day, like we already learned. So therefore, you can't start taking it away. So therefore, when that's such a case, you would go ahead and you light a candle. But by us, where we're able to go ahead and B'nei Eretz Yisrael, right, B'halahu, I'm sorry, but then, B'halahu, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, then he says to go ahead and to actually remove some of the schach, that you could do at the end of the seventh day before it ends up being Shmini Atzeres, and therefore, you're going to be showing it's not considered like a sukkah. Now, says the Gemara, very nice. You answered the question of a sukkah katana. How tenech sukkah katana? But sukkah gedola, make it remember. What are you going to do with the sukkah gedola? In reference to the one who said you have to light a candle, and lighting a candle is going to help you, Rishub and Levi, how is that going to help you when you're dealing with the sukkah gedola, which of course you're allowed to have a candle in there? And which is how you're going to show that it's not considered like a sukkah for you? Says Gemara, d'ma'il ba mani mechli. What you do is you bring in the dirty dishes that you were using to eat, because what we learned earlier, d'amar Rava, mani mechli bar mitlalasa. The kelim that you used to eat, you take out of the sukkah. But the thing you use to drink, cups, you're allowed to go out and leave it inside. So as long as you bring the kelim and you leave your bowls in there and your pots in there, then that's enough of a hecker to show that you're not using this anymore for sukkahs. Zok, the next Mishnah. Now we're going to get into what's known as the Nisuch HaMayim. It was a very, very exciting time and very beautiful time that we would have this, the water libations. Now we know we brought the carbon tamid. The tamid came along every day with the nisach hayayin, which is the wine libation, and we also brought the nisach hamayim along with that. Whether it's considered part of it or separate, that's a whole discussion, but nonetheless, that's when we did it. Nisach hamayim kezat, how was it done? So what they did is as follows. Tzlochis shel zahav machzekes shlosha lugin hayim amali min ha-shiluach. There was a shiluach, which was a place where they used to have water, it was a spring, and one of the Kohanim, or really anybody I think can go and do this, but someone would go ahead and they would take a golden kli, a tzlochis, a flask of gold, and would be able to hold 3 lug, and they would go and fill it up from the shiluach, from the water, from the shiluach. Rashi says, Mayanu samech l'Yushalayim, it was a Mayanu, it was a spring that was next to Yushalayim, and hold 3 lugin. That is the smallest amount of the sachem via sahin lekevis that can be brought with 3 lug. So when they would go ahead and it would be coming back, then taku veriu vitaku. When they would be coming back from when they had the everything with them, so they would go ahead and they would start blowing the shofar. This place called the Shar HaMayim, Rashi says, was the place where they used to come in to bring the flask of water that they collected all the water from. They would go through there on Sukkot because it was right next to the Mizbeach. So when they got over there, taku ve'riu v'taku, they would start blowing the shofar. And Rashi says, mishum simcha d'chsiv, v'shafta mayim b'sason, to be done in a joyful manner. So they would go ahead and they would start blowing. All of a kevesh, he would go up on the ramp of the Mizbech and he would go to the left. And that, my friends, is unusual, as we learned in other Mesechtas, that you don't go to the left, you go to the right, but we'll see why that is. So they go to the left, which was the Derom Moshe Mizbech, as it says, the southern part, the ramp was on the southern part, and go to the left, which says, because the Nesachim Nasim Bekeren Marov is Dromis, the actual libations were done on the southwest side. And when you turn to the left, that was the first one that he saw. It's like a zvachim we learn over there from a pasuk. Okay, and ushnei sfalim shel kesef hayusham. There were 2 bowls that were made out of silver that were sitting over there, getting ready where they were going to pour the wine libations and the water libations. And they had, as we're going to see, yeah, okay, they were sitting over there. Rabbi Huda Omer shel sid hayu. No, they were actually made out of sid, out of plaster. But rather, they became black and because of the wine that was poured in. Rashi says, "V'domen lekesef shushachar minasid," and it looked like silver after when you know, like tarnished silver when you poured the stuff in over there. Okay, zok to the Mishnah, uminu kavin, and they had holes that were in the bottom of the bowls, of the two bowls. Peep, turn the page. Mem Chesam Abeis. Kimin Shnei Chut Min Daken, like two nostrils, right? Two thin nostrils. Rashi says, Chotem Echad B'Safal V'Nekev Echad B'Chotemo V'Akoin Me'ara B'Fiyah Safalim V'Anetzachim Mekalchim V'Yardim. They would pour it into there, and there would be a hole in the bottom, and it would come through Derech HaChotmin, through the holes. Agav V'Mizbeach onto the Mizbeach. V'Mizbeach Ayu Nekev, there was a hole in the Mizbeach Shebo Amayim V'Hayayin Yardim L'Shisin. It would go down to the Shisin Shel Mizbeach Shehayu Amukin V'Chalulim. It was a very deep hole that would go down into Echad. So again, they poured it into these silver, or not silver, but it looked like silver bowls. There's a hole in the bowl in the top when you go up the Mizbeach on the left side. So again, it's a southwest corner, and the hole of each bowl would go onto the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach, there was a hole that brought you down to this depth underneath the Mizbeach. There's a very deep hole over there. Okay, now Acher Meuba. Echad Meuba veEchad Dak. One of the holes was Meuba, was thick. The other one was Dak, was very thin. So both of them should finish at the same time. The Gemara is going to say, water, we know, goes a lot quicker than wine. Therefore, I wanted that to be, that was a lot thinner and the other one was thicker. Ma'arvel shel mayim mizrachel shel yayin. The ma'arovo, when you went up the ramp, going up from the south, going up north up the ramp, and you made a left, which is going towards the west, now you're in the southwest. So you would hit the first bowl, and then the other bowl would be right after it. So what happened was ma'arovo, the one that was more west, Shalmayim was one of the made of what was the water bowl. Mizrachu Shel Yayin, the one that was more east, that was the one that was of, that was the wine one. Era, what happens if Era Shalmayim is Soch Shel Yayin, Vishal Yayin is Soch Shalmayim? What happens if you accidentally poured the one of water into the one of wine, or put the wine into the one of water? Yotze, your Yotze. Yehuda Omer, below Goyim Menasech, Kol Shmona. He comes and he does a double whammy. On the one hand, he says that it's a lug. The water was the amount of a lug, not three lug, like we said. And he says, Menachas Kol Shmona. He says it's all eight, unlike we said before, which is only, Tanakhama saying it was only 7 days. Valaminasech, the one who was actually doing the pouring, Omerlo, Hagba Yodecha, they would say, lift up your hands. Rashi says, Shinira Shatita Nemayim Besafal, that everyone could see that you're pouring into the bowl. Because there were stukim that weren't maskim to the Torah Sheval Ped din of this whole concept. They didn't mask him to the Nisach HaMayim. And one time he went ahead and he poured it on his feet as opposed to pouring into the bowl. So they said, lift it up. Shapam Echad says the Mishnah, Shapam Echad Nisach Echad Agabe, regularly poured on his feet. Or Gamua Kola Ambis or Gayan, everyone started to chuck their esrogim at him. Bam. Kimaseh b'chol kach maseh b'Shabbos, just like we do on the weekdays, we do the same process on Shabbos. Elo shayim amali me'erev Shabbos chavet shel zahav she'enu mekudesh has been a shiluach. But the first process of going out and collecting the water from a shiluach, can't do that because he can't carry the water. Dalan amas or mishas arabim. So therefore they would collect that erev Shabbos and they would put it in a kli, that they would take it and put it into a chavet shel zahav that was not the mekudesh. Why was it not Mekudesh? Because once it was Mekudesh, we know Rashi says that all the Kelim Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadesh them, that they should be used as Kli Sharis, except for, and therefore they're good. But now that we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu doing it anymore, whenever they have new ones, so the way that it became Kodesh was using it as its service vessel. But here we use it not as that, just to hold on to it. And the reason why you didn't want to use it as that is because once it became a Kodesh, then you have a problem of leaving it over to the next day. That's an Isser of Lina. You're not leaving it overnight. You leave it overnight, you can't use it anymore. So they put in something that was in a Kodesh Meshaloach, a Menicha Belishka, and they would keep it in this Lishka. They had a chamber where they used to keep it in until it was going to be used the next day. Nishpecha, Nizgalsa, let's say it ended up getting spilled out, or it became uncovered. Then we got ourselves a no-no. Hayim mamalim in a kior. They can't use it anymore, and they would fill it up from the kior. The kior was sitting over there that they used to use in order for the kohen to wash their hands. Rashi says, min amayim shebesoch hakior. Or min hakior, even though, shenimshach v'hukdash l'kli sharis, l'kli sharis. And mekadosh meim, if its waters become kadosh, why is it an issue of lina? No issue, because a throwback to Yuma, lamezayin, show you meshkin or so, but they used to go ahead and they had made this whole contraption where they would lower it down into the well, and therefore the water got mixed with the well, and therefore it didn't end up being an issue of separated from that, and therefore it wasn't over on any sort of lina. When it comes to mayim and yayin, that's megula, that also you can't use because it's megulin, then we're worried that maybe what happens is a snake came. A snake comes along, what happens, it's gonna pour its venom, its poison into the liquid over there, and then maybe you're not going to have the proper shear. You're going to say it's three or it's going to be one, but really some of it's going to be venom. It's not going to be the actual amount that you actually need, and therefore you can't use it anymore. Where do we know that we blow the shofar? The token Marian Bishiva Samayim Shal Nesach. How do you actually do that? Amar Ravina, and he says, the Amar Kra Ushafta Mayin Bisoson. We go out and we draw the water, Bisoson, and joy. And the way of joy is that we go out and we're blowing the shofar. That was a way of showing joy. Hanu Tre Mine, tells the Gemara Agarata. There were two Minim, two heretics. Chachmi Sasan, Chachmi Simcha. One of them, their name was Sasan, the other, their name was Simcha. And they used to very often, the heretics used to like to find Psukkim to back themselves up. We like to do it also. You find a Pasuk with their name and you're like, look at me, I'm great. So anyway, Chachmi Sasan, Chachmi Simcha. The Amar Li Sasan and Simcha. Sasan once said to Simcha, Ana Adifa Minach. He said, I'm better than you. Dechsiv Sasan v'Simcha Yasigu. Pasuk says in Yeshaya that they will attain Sasan and Simcha, and Sasan comes before Simcha. So you see, I'm better than you. Amalei Simcha leSasan. He says back. I have another pasuk that says I come first. I'm better. Anadifa minach dechsev. The pasuk says in Esther Simcha veSasan leYehudim. So you see, Simcha comes first. Amalei Sasan leSimcha. Sasan says back to Simcha. Chad Yoma. You know what's going to happen to you one day? Shavkuch. They're going to leave you. They're going to put you to the side. Veshavyuch parvanka. They're going to make you into a parvanka. Parvanka. Rashi explains. Is someone who goes ahead, ruts lurutz lefanav, someone who's going to go out ahead of the people to go see what's going on. They're going to chuck, you're going to be like this peasant, this lowly person. With simcha, they're going to go out. In other words, they're going to use simcha to be one who goes in front, and they're going to follow him. And that wasn't a positive thing. It's like you're the Schwanznagel. Amalei simcha l'sasan. It says, they're going to throw you to the side and make you some of these just to collect water with. They collect water with sasan. Okay. Amalei who mean the Shmei Sasan Rabbi Avo. There was a man, his name was Sasan. He said to Rabbi Avo, Asidisu l'tismalu li mayim la'alma da'ase. Soon, in the future, they're going to go ahead and they're going to bring water for me in the next world. Because the Pasuk says, D'chsev u'shafte mayim b'sasan, and they draw water b'sasan. Amalei says back to him, you got it wrong. Yavaksiv l'sasan, kidakamat. If he would have said to Sasan, you would have been right. But Hashuk said b'sasan, it means with Sasan, which means that mashche de'ahu gavra mishavinen leguda umalinen be'maya. What they're going to do is they're going to use the skin of that person, meaning you, and they're going to go ahead and make it into a flask, and it's going to be used in order to collect water. So I wouldn't think you're so hot. Next, all of the kevach upon the small, they would go up and they turn to the left. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Kol olam mizbech olam derech yomen. And whenever you go up to the mizbech, as really many times in Yuma, it's also in Zvachim, right? It says that when you go up, you always go to the right. Right? Kol pinach at the pony, you do it to the right. So what's going on? Makif and Vyardin, they're small, and you go all the way around, and you come down on the left side. Chutz, except for three cases. Mina ola l'shosha dvarim alolo, the following. Sha'olam derech small. You go up the left side and you come back on your heel. In other words, you come back the way that you went up. Ve'elohen, these are them. Nisach ha-mayim, that's when you pour the water. Ve'nisach ha-yayin. Ve'olah sa'ov, kisharov sabim mizrach. And the olah sa'ov, when there was too much going on in the mizrach. The reason why they would go up and go to the left and not to the right, because if you went to the right and walked the way around, there was smoke that was over there, and the smoke can get into it, and the smoke will passel the yain and the mayim, it wouldn't work. And when it came to the bird, if you'd walk it all the way around, which is like basically walking around 100 amos worth, then it's going to end up dying and it's not going to be able to be used. And we know that even though that's not where the olah sa'ov was done, but if there was too much going on the Mizrach, which is where everyone was, they would end up going to the Marv, and they would do it over there to go up and go to the left. And again, that's so the smoke shouldn't kill them. They would walk right to the left. Elishayim Mashkirin, we talk about the bowls, and we said that the bowls used to be, they were silver. So in other words, silver, they were made out of Sid. But nonetheless, what happened was that it became black, it became dark, from the, it was made out of this plaster, but it became dark from the wine that was poured into it. Says the Gemara, Bishlam the Yayin Mashka. I get the one that was used for wine, it became that. The Maya, Amay Mashka, but what about the one that was used for water? How did it end up becoming dark? Says the Gemara, came with Amar Mar, Eir Shalmayim, Lesoch Shalyayin, Shalyayin, Soch Shalmayim, Yotze, if you were to accidentally put the wine into the water, or the water into wine, you'd be Yotze, then Shalmayim, Asila Shkuri, sometimes you'd end up accidentally putting the wine into the water one, and it would end up becoming dark. Okay, then we get to the idea of the holes. They had holes going in the bottom like these two noses, two nostrils. And one of them was Av, and one was Dak, one was thick, and one was thin. So they would come out at the same time. Let's say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Velo Rabbanan, not according to Rabbanan. The time we learned to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Belog Hayu Menaseh Kol Shmona. They used to do it as a log, Kol Shmona. And therefore, if it was a log, as opposed to three logan, and we know that what? That the wine was three logan, and you're saying the water was made out of one log, so therefore it makes sense that you had to make one of them thinner and the other one thicker, because the water goes quicker, and therefore, that's how you know that this goes like him. Di Rabbanan Ki Adadin Inu. Because if it was really Rabbanan, they were the same size. Wine, there was three log of water and three log of wine. Let it be the same size the whole way. You have to change the size. So Zemar Allah, not true. Afil Tim Rabbanan. Because Samach Maya Kalish. Chamer is thick. Wine is thicker. Maya is Kalish. Water is thinner. Therefore, water is going to, even if it's the same amount, three and three, the water is going to be gone before the before the wine is, therefore they have different sizes over there. So if it could be them. And Hakin, I mean, stop it. Even makes more sense to say it is a Chachamim and not Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yehuda, that it wouldn't say of and dak, but rather Rachav v'katzer islay. Right? It should have been said differently. One was wider and one was less. One was more narrow. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kasvo sayusham, Echad Shamayim ve'echad Shal Yayin. They had these vessels, these kelim, one for water and one for wine. Shal Yayin pia Rachav, the one of wine was Rachav, was wide. Shamayim pia Katzer, that was narrow. It was very, very constrained, very, very narrow. Kidei Kolol, right? Kidei Sheishteim Kolom B'achas, As Achas, they should finish at the same time. Shema Mina, therefore, for the fact that it says Dak and Ava, and it doesn't say Rachav and Katzer, must mean it actually makes more sense to say it's like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.